from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of two types of populism, Parshat Korach. We know that Korach was a populist. After all, you know, he himself is a Levi, and yet he says, well, everyone's holy, so why should you lift yourselves above others? Of course, he himself is lifted above others. The whole rebellion is by Nisiei Da, Kriyei Moed, Anshei Shem, people who were famous, people who were leaders, people who were princes among the Jewish people. They're making a rebellion. It's not populism. They want more power. It's the old story. People call the cry of populism so they can take more power for themselves. Clearly, Korach wanted to be in charge. But I'd like to suggest there are actually two types of populism, and it relates to two sources of the sanctity of the Kohanim. We need to ferret them out. I believe that they both are true, and they both exist. One source of the fact that a Kohen is a Kohen is the fact that there's Shluchat Idan. Gemara debates whether a Kohen is a messenger of ours or a messenger of God. But one idea is that they're the messengers of ours. They're, the power of the Kohen comes from the people. And how did the late Levites, who were auxiliary to the Kohanim, how did the Levites become Levites? So if you look in Parshat Balotcha, it says that the Jewish people have to put their hands on the Levites. All the Jews have to put their hands on the Levites. It's the Jews. It's the popular masses who have to make the Kohanim into what they are, into those Kohanim. After all, it's the general masses who support them, who provide them with the truma, the maaser, etc. There is another idea. And that is that when God saved the firstborn, they became holy. And then their sanctity was then transferred to the Levites. And both of these ideas appear in Bamidbar, in Parshas Bamidbar, Parshas Balotcha. But in Balotcha, the emphasis is a little bit more on the people making them holy. In Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, the emphasis is a bit more on the Levites getting their sanctity from the firstborn. Then we come to Korach. Korach says, I don't like this business. Your brother is the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. You're the leader. This is too much. You're taking too much for yourselves. So the question is, what are they complaining about? What would they like to have? Are they saying, his mantra is, Ki kol ha'ida kulam kedoshim? Because after all, the whole congregation is holy. That sounds like it's a populism from the sense of that every single person is holy. And why do you lift yourselves above them? That the sanctity of the Jew, of the Levites came from the people, and when the people want the power back. The people want the sanctity back. The sanctity comes from the people. The people are just as sanctified. This is one form of Korach's complaint. Second possibility is more representational. That the second type of populism says, no taxation without representation. We want more representation from the masses. We don't expect every person to be ruling in an absolute democracy. We accept the idea of a republic, accept the idea of representation, but we want representation, not just from the tribes. We want representation in every family. In that sense, Bechorim, the firstborn, were also a form of populism. The idea that every family had one person, again, depending on whether would it count if the firstborn was a woman or a man, but let's take it in general, every family would have a firstborn that would represent them and that would be holy and that would be dedicated to God. So this is a different type of populism. And the question is, which one was Korach? Was Korach complaining, hey, we're the firstborn. I'm the firstborn from my father. And I'm joining in with On Ben Pel, Bnei Ruvain, the Datan and Aviram and On Ben Pel who came from Ruvain. And Ruvain was the firstborn and they object to the firstborn passing to the Levites. And later to other tribes as well. And according to the Ibn Ezra, yes, that's right. The Korach's rebellion is a rebellion about the firstborn. And that's why you have Datan and Aviram from Reuven. And he claims even further that actually the Nesiim, the princes that are mentioned here, they were the firstborn. That is a rebellion of the firstborn. It's rebellion of the representatives of all the Jewish people and every family. They want the power back. In fact, Ibn Ezra goes a step further, a bit venturous, and a bit of conjecture here, but he says that when he says, for all the nation is holy, well, that's not true. We're supposed to try to become holy, but we're not really holy. But every firstborn is holy. Kadesh li go b'chor, lihu. It says that the firstborn are, they belong to God, they are holy. So that's what they, because among the Jewish people, there are holy people, namely the firstborn in every family is holy. And it was a rebellion of the firstborn. Problem is that the Ramban points out that this suggests an achronology. Because Korach is after Shlach, the Meraglim, the spies. And also the story of the laws of the privileges of the Kohen and the Levi. So it needs to flow from there, says Ramban. According to the Ibn Ezra, really their objection is to Parshat Baalotcha, which was several weeks ago. But the Ramban says it has to flow from the previous Parsha. So after they were designated to be in the desert for the 40 years, and Moshe didn't help the people who went down with the spies, he let them die in some way. So therefore, now people are complaining. They're going to die in the desert. What's going on? And they begin to rebel. So according to the Ramban, has nothing to do with the firstborn. And again, we would have to read the Kol Adam Kulam Kedoshim. It's a true populism. They believe that every single human being, every single Jew, is exactly equal, and we're all holy, and there should be no people lording above. Of course, until someone else takes over instead. And the other form of populism is the Ibn Ezra's form, the form of everyone is holy through the firstborn, through representation, and that we need to have representation of every family. I'm the firstborn in my immediate family. Reuven is the firstborn from their family, and we need to focus on the firstborn. The Nesiim are the those who are lifted above others because they're firstborn. It's all about the firstborn. This notion of this populism, the question is, how do you respond to populism? It sounds attractive. Every family gets representation. Every Jew is so holy. So I heard from my son Tani Finkelstein in Shivat Har Tzion in Israel. He took the position that there's a confusion here, and the Malbim says, and the Radak says it in Yeshaya 61, and elsewhere, and that is that yes, the Jewish people are all holy. We are the Kohanim of the world. Batem Kohanei Hashem Tikru. Isaiah 61, we will be called the Kohanim. Of whom? Of the nations of the world. But as far as within the Jewish people, we have to have our own Kohanim. Everybody needs a Kohen. Everybody needs a Rebbe. You got to have a Rebbe. So the Rebbe is, the inspiration are the Kohanim, the priests. The priests, family of Aaron, those are our Kohanim as Jews. And we the Jews, we are the Kohanim for the rest of the world to teach and to inspire the rest of the world. Korach preached some sort of populism, whether a representational populism or an absolute democracy and populist approach. But ultimately, we can't just all be equal. Everyone needs a Rebbe. And if we need to role play a little bit, you're the Kohen, you're the Levi, you're the Rabbi, you're the scholar. If we need to do that, it's not so bad, because everyone needs someone to look up to. It's part of structure of society that's so important for the preservation of humankind, for the elevation of the human condition, to look up to our parents, to look up to the Nesiim, to look up to the Neviim, to look up to the Kohanim, the Levim, to be inspired by them. Mantilmud, Liyiras Hashem, as Rashbam points out, Tosus points out about why we go to Aliyah Lerega, why do Jews go to Jerusalem three times a year? Because we need to be inspired. Every Jew needs to have someone to look up to. We need to have people to role play, to play that role of those who are totally dedicated to God. Korach was wrong, but it's true. There are various forms of populism, and Korach suggests two possible venues. Thank you for joining us here, the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elometz congregation, for our discussion of Korach. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha, the various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.